by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and sweetie flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein here. Josh, lots of stuff in the news, isn't there?
Oh, there's a ton of things going on right about now.
What do you think of the comments by Ilhan Omar on 9/11? Maybe that's a good place to start with.
Well, look, the fact that she has the audacity to say that some people said something, it just goes to show you how much...
Did something.
It goes to show you how much this woman absolutely despises this country that has given her everything. An opportunity to serve in Congress. An opportunity to not be beaten within an inch of her life or locked inside the ground and have rocks thrown at her head for disobeying a man. I mean, she's such an animal. Truly an animal, and I'll use those words. Bottom line is, President Trump was absolutely correct in putting that little video out there to show 9/11. And for these haughty-taughty leftists out there that say, oh, God, how could you use 9/11 like that? Now they're trying to turn this animal, this pig, into a victim. This woman is not a victim. She is an absolute deviant. Deviant is what she is.
Right. Now, I'm going to throw something out there you might find a little bit shocking, but it's unfortunately true. I was the exit examiner for the Alfred P. Murrow building, and the building itself was demolished by inside forces inside our government called the SAD, or Special Activity Division. And Timothy McVeigh and the other people that were from East Germany actually collaborated at Elam City to actually do the demolition of the Murrow building. The same technology was used in the demolition of the World Trade Center towers. And yeah, they contracted to various outside agencies, including the Israeli Mossad Nuclear Division, was just working as contractors, but also to these pilots. Some of them actually, their IDs were actually used in the World Trade Center attack. Some of them were still flying after the so-called hitting of the buildings. So I don't agree with Ilhan Omar, but you know that what we see here in the news media is they use the dialectic of oppositions. Islam is not a religion. I had Dr. Bill Warner on the program. Islam is a mind control system, okay? It's very deadly and it's very dangerous, especially now that they're trying to make a peace treaty with Islamic nations in the Middle East, which are our deadly enemy. And that's why when we have Muslims in this country, like Ilhan Omar or her colleague in the junior Congress, it's dangerous because it's not congruent to a Judeo-Christian ethic and a congressional view, a view that we actually have our rights from our Creator God. It's not. And people don't get this. They don't understand that the globalists, let me finish, the globalists use this dialectic. And when she makes this off statement, we have a builder. We have Donald Trump, who made comments in 2016. He knew that there was something odd about the demolition of the World Trade Center. Steel buildings don't fall at free fall speed. Now, I've had personal persecution because of my research on this. And I've tried to do radiation toxicology because I got the actual radiation toxicology data from the U.S. Geological Survey. And I've tried to do testing, and not only my own alma mater, because I have a background in quantum nuclear physics and advanced radiochemistry. But every lab has shut me down. The last one was 3 years ago, where the U.S. State Department told a lab in Japan, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. So I don't agree with Ilhan Omar, but she is there to cause catastrophe. And remember, this is what the Democrats are doing. Their idea is divide and conquer. The latest stupid comments were made by Buttigieg against Vice President Pence, who's the most soft, mild-mannered Christians that would support Israel to the hilt. And Buttigieg said that he has some problems with his creator. I don't think Pence is against anybody, whether they're transitioning their sex or they're gay or whatever. I don't know where he gets his comments. But the same thing with Omar. She's trying to insert division in America, which is already now being divided and divided and divided. Now they're so divided, they're even attacking their own members running for Congress, for the presidency. It's insanity, isn't it? Now, if someone wanted to know who actually was
being... I don't really care about Pickle Pete right now. I'll get to him later. I'm going to do a full expose.
I'm sure you will.
while he's running for president, his city is literally dying and killing each other. The murder is out of control. So I'm going to do a full expose on Pickle Pete.
I like that. Pickle Pete, bad guy. Great.
Well, I can't pronounce his last name, so it's either Puffer Pete or Pickle Pete. I don't care. I'm sure Right Wing Watch is going to pull something out.
So the reason why I had to raise that comment because...
But hang on, let me get back to what we were talking about. You know, I know it's your show, but, you know, you end up talking over me. I want to get this out.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely disgusted at Jerry No Nads Nadler. I'm disgusted at Breadline Bernie. I'm disgusted at Rahm Emanuel. I'm disgusted at any liberal Jew that would possibly defend Ilhan Omar over the fact that she is an anti-Semite. She is a clear anti-Semite. Yet, as I've said many times, and I'll say it again, liberal Jews are liberals first and Jews second.
Yeah,
in other
scary,
words,
isn't it?
Their religion is the Democratic Party. Their religion is socialism. Their religion is progressivism. Their religion is collectivism. Their religion is Marxism. It's not Judaism. And these are the Jews, and I'll put this out there, those are the Jews that run Hollywood. Those are the Jews that run the banks. Those are the Jews that give good Jews like me a bad name. They're the ones that get me nasty comments on my YouTube channel calling me a Zionist pig and all these other horrific things. Meanwhile, I absolutely despise George Soros. I despise the Rockefellers. I despise the Rothschilds. I despise all of those communist liberal Jews out there. I despise J Street. I support AIPAC, but not J Street. So again, you know, there's a distinct difference, and I hate being grouped in with the rest of the communist Jews. So when I get an opportunity, like on your show and others, I explain it to people.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, you're like an ancient Hebrew Jew, which meant praiser. In fact, God actually set the Jews as the lead around Jericho to bring the walls down. Because God said, I will inhabit the praises of my people. So when you say someone's a Jew, it means they're the lead people that praise God and bring in God's power to save us. That's what the word Jew means. People don't get that, do they?
No, I don't believe they do.
No, no. They also don't understand the people of the book kept the book, whereas the Ephraimites lost the book when the Medo-Persian Empire cast them all over Europe and the Great Britain. People don't get that. They don't realize if you didn't have the Jews, it would be no Bible.
Right. Exactly.
The people of the book. And even if they didn't fully understand the Bible, okay, people, they kept the Bible. They every jot and tittle. It was, you know, this is something people don't understand. And it's very dangerous to realize that how many, the population of the Jews over the millennia have been whittled down now to, what is it, under 30 million? Worldwide?
There's about 7 to 8 million in the United States. There's another 6 or 7 million in Israel. And then, honestly, the rest of the world is dispersed, maybe another 6 million.
Right.
So you're looking at 20 to 21 to 22 million Jews left.
Whoa. Now, genetically, I've heard some interesting things that a quarter of the population of Russia has some Jewish genetic heritage. Isn't it interesting?
I have heard that as well.
Yeah. So in other words, part of the reason why they're so innovative and so intelligent and have so many talents and so on, partly is because they actually have Jewish genetic heritage. You have to understand that part of the reason why God chose these people was because they were more insightful, intelligent, and talented. And when, of course, they turned their talents to evil, they become not only evil, rich, and powerful like Hollywood or globalists like the Rothschilds. So, you know, just like if you take your talents and you're unusually good and you turn those to darkness, you're going to be very good at the darkness. And that's unfortunately what we're seeing now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you're seeing with George Soros, and that's what you're seeing with a lot of the, you know, the left, you know. I mean, Jerry No Nads Nadler, all these other people, and Bernie Sanders, these people are evil. Let's face it, they're demonic. They're evil people. They will do anything for a buck. They will do anything to gain power. And at the expense of everyone else.
Yeah. What I see happening is we're getting really close to what I call a culmination. Now, here's my prediction for the 2020 election. Trump's going to get reelected. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever now. I mean, the Democrats have gone so far left, so much against Jewish people, so much against the unborn. Now even the elderly with their pushing, even in New York State, the idea of, you know, doctor-assisted suicide. And remember now, this is not to assist the patient who might live 3 or 4 months or a year or 2 or 3 longer if we deal with their depression or their anxiety of losing. And pain, by the way, is only fourth or fifth down the list. The main thing is being a burden, losing the ability to do things they used to do before, or just feeling sad. And so taking your life at, say, 3 months when you might live 3 years or 5 years is a big deal. I saw a lady on this morning, and the fact is we need to start conquering disease. We don't have the really intelligent people wanting to conquer disease because the healthcare system is a big business. I can treat over 400 health conditions that other doctors, and I can do it by telemedicine, find near impossible, yet I can do it even at 1,000 or 10,000 miles. Why? Because I have the care and the science and the knowledge and wisdom to do it. They don't want to because they want to make massive profits, whether it's cancer, Lyme disease, polyneuropathy, MS, whatever. And the problem is the system is sick. We have a death care system. We don't have a health care system. And it's not just here in America. It's in every country on earth. The same thing goes with politics. Politics doesn't want to solve problems. They want to maintain chaos, don't they? Please continue.
Let me cover 2020 first.
Right.
I think that the Democrats have a one-state strategy, and that is to turn Texas blue. Because they understand if they turn Texas blue, it doesn't matter what happens in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or anything else. They've got enough electoral votes as long as they hold the normal states that they win. So President Trump needs to make sure that not only we fortify Texas, but he's got to win Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin again. I would say that President Trump has a three-state strategy to get reelected. He has to win those three states. Understand that every one of those states was extremely close. Why? Because Hillary Clinton was the nominee for the Democrats. If you have someone that's not Hillary Clinton as the nominee, those states are going to be a hell of a lot tougher. I understand he's brought jobs and manufacturing, and these people love him. But you got to understand, historical trends show that Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan are going to be extremely, extremely hard to win again. So I would tell his campaign to look at those three states, set up shop in those three states. I'd do it now. And I would push hard to make sure that those three states stay red. Because if they do, and you hold the other states, you're going to get reelected. There's no question about it. But the Democrats want to turn Arizona, Georgia, and Texas blue. And we've got to make sure and stop them.
Wow. Yeah, I think you've got a very good strategy there. And I have a feeling that the Trump's already working on that. The problem is, I see, Trump is doing some good things, but he's also screwing up a few. But if you take the screw-ups, which are a few things like 5G network and water, I think he actually has got some ideas correct about the border when overstayed visas and so on. Some of them are incorrect. I think he actually should send the troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. I think he should send the troops down to kill the drug cartels and clean out the SAD, the Special Activity Division, that are running the drug cartels from inside our agencies. But Barr is starting to go after them now. Barr is going to go after the people that investigated and spied on Trump. And that word spy, by the way, when Barr said that, he caused the media to freak out, didn't it?
Yes, he did. And let me tell you something about this. And I was thinking about this the other day. There's a couple of things. Number one, Barr is now in a very weird position. And that position is that he has no choice to open up these investigations into spying, because he went out there and publicly said that he agrees that there was spying. So how is he then going to go out there and say, well, you know, I'm not going to do the investigation? They're going to be like, well, wait a minute. You said that there was spying. So the good part of this is there's definitely going to be a major investigation on the spying. That's number one. Number two, let's think about Julian Assange for a second. Okay, let's think about the timing of this. Barr says almost to the exact day that there was spying done in the campaign. And then Julian Assange is thrown out of the Ecuadorian embassy within 24 hours. Maybe, again, I don't do conspiracy theory, but I do theory. What if the theory here proves to be correct? Use him when he gets here to America as a witness against what happened in the election to finally
right.
put this all to bed, number one, to find out who killed Chef Rich, newsflash, John Podesta, and, you know, so we can figure out how to end the deep state with his testimony because he knows everything.
I got a giant bit of his database sent to me that I have now, sent him just before he got arrested. Do you know that? I got a database.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotaped consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress, keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Burn up. And we're coming back. Lots of things going on in the news. Right now, we have this amazing array of Democratic candidates, and they're like a clown's parade in the circus, aren't they? I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah. They truly are. I mean, you've got Bathhouse Booker, you've got Liar Wafa, you've got Breadline Bernie, you've got Kamala. I don't even want to give her a nickname because I think you have an idea what it would be. And you've got a bunch of these idiots, and, you know, I got this is one new guy, we can't even pronounce his name, so we'll just call him Puffer Pete, and then you have Swallowswell, and who else has joined the fray? It's a clown car. It's an absolute clown car. These people are insane. And, you know, look, talking about this butt guy, whatever his name is, I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not even going to try it. I don't think America is going to vote for a first man, unless it was a female president having a husband. So this is not the norm for society, certainly in our voting patterns. And, you know, that may be seen as homophobic, but it's truly not. It's just the fact that the reality of the situation is that we probably already had our first gay president. And secondly, I would say...
Well, you're talking about Barack Obama and his his tranny wife, I would call Mike Obama.
Like well, that? what I'm saying is that this Puffer Pete guy, he has a ceiling, and that ceiling is no more than 38-39%, and that would be if you got 90-95% of everybody in the LGBTQ whatever community to vote for him. Then you'd have a couple of metrosexual men. And you'd have a couple of women that would vote.
Yeah.
And well, blacks aren't going to touch this guy. Hispanics aren't going to touch this guy. Not many of them anyway.
To be honest with you, the Democratic Party is not
the... So he's got about a 38%, 39%.
Interesting comment. I believe that the Republican Party is more open to people that are tranny and gay than the Democrats.
I would agree with that.
I honestly think that the Democrat long history, going right back to Planned on Parenthood and so on, and the guys with the hoods on and everything, they're all Democrats. People don't get this. They don't understand
they don't pay attention to it. And now the full mask has come off about
the anti-Semitism, too. The Democratic Party is openly and has been for years, but now it's fully open in the open, is anti-Semitic. And to be honest with you, they're anti-black, too, because you can see where they're trying to bring in all these illegals. And now they're in an uproar over the fact that Trump wants to bring them to the sanctuary cities. They don't want to go and spend 45 minutes in the legislature and simply... They don't have to talk about building the wall. They have to do three things. Control the visas, return kids and their parents back by bus safely to their home country, and start working on trying to clean up the countries so that they're livable. My guess is part of the problem is these countries are run by drug cartels. They're in league with our intel agencies because they couldn't coexist without our giant intel agencies collaborating with them. Fast and furious.
Well, let me say this. I am totally against President Trump's plan to drop illegals off in any city, never mind sanctuary cities, any city.
I agree, too.
Because if you did this, hang on, listen. If you did this, Are they going to stay in that sanctuary city? No. They're going to go to other states. They're going to go to Georgia and Arizona and North Carolina and South Carolina and Ohio and
right.
Montana and Idaho, and they're going to mess up those states. So I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, unless you can somehow drop them off at these people's houses in a gated community and they're not allowed to leave, that would be another story.
Well,
but otherwise, I'm against it.
I'll tell you what the reason is. I don't think Trump's serious about it at all. I'll tell you what it is. It's a typical it's the same as his movie, as his TV series about the, you know, you're fired. This is pivoting. It's pivoting to say, look, why don't you guys just gather before you have your spring recess, 45 minutes, and fix the law so I can bust these people back. Remember that legal decision? So you can return Mexicans to various Mexican cities by bus. But you can't return Central Americans. Like, what's going on here? Fix the law takes like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then start to close down these loopholes so that you don't end up with all the other foolishness going on. That would take like maybe 45 minutes. And if the Democrats and Republicans fix that, now Trump is going to start closing down things like work visas and other things. Because to be honest with you, about 40% of the people that overstay are not coming across the southern border. They're just overstaying visas. They're students from China, and God knows where the hell they're from. So,
well, look, there's no bigger hypocrites on the face of the earth than the Democrats. I mean, you've got these rich white liberals now fighting a homeless shelter in Mission Bay that they want to put up. Even the mayor of San Francisco, something Love or whatever. Anyway, Breedlin Love, I think her name is. Anyway, she wanted to fast-track a homeless shelter. Of over 200 people, it would have helped out. And these NIMBY idiots, that's what I call them, these not-in-my-backyard idiots, are protesting. Not only are they protesting, they raised over $80,000 on a GoFundMe account to fight against it. Imagine that, these rich white liberals that literally could pay for any opposition with the change in their couches. They decide to ask John Q. Public and take $80,000 from the public to help fight this. I think it's ridiculous. You're seeing this all over the place. You're seeing how they don't want these people. Look what Cher just did. She's like, no way, we don't want these people here. You know, it's just, they're so disingenuous. And, you know, we've got to call them out on their hypocrisy. That's truly what this is. It's hypocrisy. You know, they say that they're for the poor, but Barack Obama lives in the whitest neighborhood in Washington. Bill de Blasio lives in the whitest neighborhood in Brooklyn. Yeah. And you've got, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they live in the whitest neighborhoods in New York.
Well, here's a reality check. Los Angeles can't deal with the 50,000, 100,000 homeless they have, and it's probably more than that. That's just a low number. So the reality is they can't handle it. And though they want to talk like this, they know they're going to dump them on everybody else's street corner. Now, the fact is, all they want is instant Democrats because they just want power. They're not really interested in fixing America or making it good for Hispanic and black people that are Americans for 300 years. No. They want to make sure that they just get power. And they really don't care even about the illegals. If they really cared about the illegals, they'd say, okay, we're going to make sure that you have shelters, let's say. Now they have to move into military bases. That's what they're doing now. Moving to military bases because they don't even have room at the local churches and so on, or local, you know, shelters along the border. And then for people like Cher and others to say that they don't want them in their city, it's like, excuse me, you have to stem the tide here. These people are coming here desperate. Many of them are quite sick, too, so you need medical help. And, you know, it's a humanitarian crisis besides a physical crisis, and all these girls from 10 years and up have to be on birth control pill because they're raped all the way to the border. You know, and the system was set up so that they could, you know, sign up and then, you know, and apply to actually go through the process. But probably only 6 to 8% are actually going to be able to get sanctuary here. Most of them legally should be bused straight back to their home country because they don't have a justifiable reason to be here except economic. They're trying to get a job. That's it.
Right. Well, look, I'm glad that the administration is looking into taxing remittances because, you know, we're sending too much money back to these countries, and it's a big part of their economies. And if we get rid of that money and use that money towards the wall or infrastructure or anything else, then they're going to get the message that, hey, you know what? We can't keep coming here. You're like the president said, we're full. Sorry, we're full. We've hit our limit. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, I got a couple of simple actions, I think. Number one, we should send the troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. Number two, we should send the troops to kill the drug cartels. Number three, we should send the Army Corps engineers to go down there and find out where the hell the money is going. We send, how many billions of dollars have we sent to Mexico and Central America? It should go to, you know, building things like infrastructure, homing, housing, whatever, and cleaning out the drug cartels so these places are livable. My guess is probably some degree, even though these people aren't geniuses and may only have middle school, they're probably, some of them are leaving not just from the idea that drug cartels control everything in these countries. People don't understand.
Well, you know what I think we ought to do? I think we ought to set up an ICE depot. Like, you know how you have, like you have police departments, like little sub-police departments, like either at a mall or at a school. There's like a little office where there's an officer. We ought to set up ICE agents at every Western Union in the country, number one. And when we go to vote, in every single precinct, there should be ICE agents on Election Day, or at least ICE agents for 30 days before the election and up to Election Day. That's how you keep the integrity of the voting, number one. And number two, that's how you find these people, because many of the people that are sending the money back, they themselves are illegals as well. So why don't we get a two-for-one and bust them both?
Yeah, the problem is, you see, the Democrats are not really even nationalists, are they? They're globalists, aren't they?
They're totally globalists. Look, you know, they did this whole thing against Candace last week where this Ted Lieu, this communist idiot in California, starts talking about Nazism and white nationalists and this and that. Look, here's the thing. I'm white, okay? I'm also a nationalist. Why? Because I love America. Because I want to put America first. Because I want to see America prosper before any other country in the world. And I'm white, so I'm a white nationalist. I'm not a white nationalist as far as a Nazi. I'm not a white socialist.
Yeah, they took that right out of context. I couldn't believe they attacked a black woman saying she was like a Nazi supporter. This guy Lou is crazy, isn't he?
It's crazy. So President Trump is white, obviously, and he's a nationalist. It's okay to be a nationalist. It's not a bad thing to love your country before other countries. What's wrong with that? How is that controversial?
Well,
to take it and twist it.
If you don't have a strong country, you can't have other countries. With our strong country, with controlling the borders, we can use our military and our economic abilities to help other countries to come out of their morass. We can also stop the corruption inside our country, supporting illegal drug trade, and supporting illegal actions supporting dictators in these countries like Nicaragua or Maduro. Right now, for example, the way I would deal with it if I was Trump, is number one, I'd close down the bank accounts of the Russian oligarchs and the Chinese PLA and tell them, get your troops out or else. And you also put an embargo. I don't know if America is still processing Venezuelan oil. Stop processing it. Also grab the oil that's coming up to Cuba. No more oil to Cuba. Block it right in the strait before it even gets to Cuba. That would start to kind of take their action. When Putin's $40 billion all of a sudden gets locked down in all the banks around the world and all the oligarchs and all the PLA members, and we have the GPS coordinates of where the fentanyl is coming in from China through the southern border. And by the way, there's not just Mexicans and Central Americans. There's people from 50 countries arriving across the southern border and now coming across the Canadian border. And the Canadians are finally wised up to the point of they're not going to permit illegals crossing the Canadian border into America, too. 55 transfer
points. Here's the thing. If they're going to call us white nationalists, then we ought to label them exactly who they are, which are national socialists. Okay? They're the ones that are the Nazis, not us. We're white nationalists. There's a big difference between a white nationalist and a national socialist. Because
I would call him international extremist.
He was a left-wing extremist.
They're international socialists. They don't want a border. They don't want the
Right, they're globalists. They're national globalists, I guess you could say.
Yeah, they're international globalists. They do not want countries. They want a global mix of population so they can all make us like animals in a cage. Control us. They don't want to have people with personal wealth and autonomy and self-protection. That's why the Democrats all want to grab our guns. You know, one of the things that, you know, even if you don't use your guns, if your guns are in your closet, it's very unlikely someone's going to come up to your home with a gun and try to start shooting at your house. Because if I come out with my shotguns with incendiary bombs on them, I'm going to blow them up. Or if I start building my exotic weapons, which I'm working on now, do they want to really face Dr. Deagle? I don't think so, because if they knew what I'm building, they'd keep their distance a couple miles away, or they'd die really quick and wouldn't see it coming. There wouldn't be a bullet coming at them. It would be the really exotic stuff. So the fact is, the fact that we have the Second Amendment makes us a completely different population on Earth. We're not Chinese. We're not Russians in a cage. We're not Europeans where they disarmed us. Even Switzerland, by the way, they have rights to self-defense. They don't have a society out of control. You have to, as a male, I think up to age 60 or 65, spend, I think, 1 week and a month and 2 weeks a year training to make sure you've got mortar and shells and even a bomb shelter. You know, what's wrong with America? Let me tell you, these Democrats are not nationalists, they're global Luciferic Satanists, and they want to destroy our population and our nation. That's what they're totally up to. They don't just want power, they want control and genocide. That's what they want.
Curdy Vasquez, right? A seven synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart, and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hard to get pro-life. I'm actually going to be trying to get the director from the pro-life league here of Southern California, Tony Sands. We had Bob Enyer on last week. Bob's been on a lot of different shows and so on all around the country, and he had to shut down because he's got so many things going on. But we want to get John Voight on and the people, Nick Loeb, from the new movie coming out in a few months. And I'm trying to get also, I just talked before the show today, some of the media people in Florida for the movie Unplanned. And we'll see, you know, if they want to come on the air and talk about it. Because, to be honest with you, the issue of pro-life is really going to be central in this coming election, isn't it? And I think...
I think
both Trump and Vice President Pence are going to be key on this issue. It may be actually a fulcrum issue to get Trump to make the final overt kind of message of, hey, I'm really becoming a Christian. And also supporting Judeo-Christianity, which means supporting not only Judaism, but also Israel. The fact that we have Muslims actually trying to create a wedge between us and Israel is scary as hell, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, President Trump, he's been the most pro-Israel president I believe we've ever had, probably in history.
Well, I mean, last president was very much against Israel. In fact, some of the moves by Barack Obama were directly putting Israel in grave danger, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he would disparage Benjamin Netanyahu every chance he could. He boycotted the Iran deal. He actually helped the Iran deal get passed. Let's not forget that. And, you know, it's so true that the Democrats are the ones that are always anti-Israel. Yet they are the ones that support the Democratic Party. I don't understand it. My people need to wake up. Members of my tribe need to wake up and realize that Democrats absolutely hate Jews on the surface, you know, and even the self-hating Jews. I mean, look at Jerry Nadler, right? Here's somebody that's putting in and sticking up for Ilhan Omar. This guy's Jewish, yet he's sticking up for someone who's an anti-Semite. And the list goes on and on and on. Look at George Soros. Here's someone that actually helped the Nazis take property away from the Jews when he was his team.
Do you know what his comments when he was in
guy,
his team?
Giving $200,000 to Rashida Tlaib and funding all these anti-Semites.
You know, one of his comments when he was actually working for the Nazis, gathering people's gold fillings out of their dead bodies before they're pushed into the mass grave, he said it was the most glorious time of his life. I'm thinking, this guy is bizarre.
He did say that.
And the problem is, I see, it's almost like someone who's gone through a traumatic event to the point where they're so mentally ill they can't think straight anymore. Now, we're not saying that Soros is stupid. He's very, very smart because business-wise, he's done tremendous things. In fact, if he goes to Britain, he's immediately going to be seized because he has an outstanding warrant for his arrest for manipulating the British pound sterling years ago. So he's a criminal on an international stage, and he's also been involved directly with intel agencies like the CIA in doing things like Orange Revolution. So it's not a minor thing, is it?
No. No, he's definitely a major player, from his currency manipulation to spending $500 million on the caravans behind the scenes. You think those caravans started, you know, spontaneously? No. George Soros funded all that stuff. He funded right. all of those governments and gave them the money in order to facilitate those caravans moving. That's not conspiracy. That's fact, okay? I don't do conspiracy. I do fact, and I look up everything that I say. So
right.
bottom line is, yes, he's evil. He's demonic. He's a piece of crap. And he should be arrested. They should throw him in the international criminal court, as far as I'm concerned.
What I heard is that George Soros has a home in upstate New York. I'm thinking, well, why is he not arrested? He's got American citizenship. For the kind of manipulation of things he does, the man should be already in jail. When I see people like Jeff Bezos with Washington Post, who cares if he's a billionaire? He can still do the perp walk. The man is actually manipulating the political process for his own gains because he thinks, well, I'm a billionaire. I can do things that are above the law. No, you can't. And that's one of the things that came out of this investigation. And that's where Barr is really going to start going after the investigators. There's DOJ and Department of Justice and FBI. And then it's going to go right up to a Barack Obama that are guilty of literally spying on Donald Trump and trying to destroy his presidency. Now,
exactly.
I'm not saying Trump is perfect, but man, I'll tell you, Trump is a million miles better than the Democrats. And we need to get Trump to kind of wise up. If we can get through to Trump and Pence and get him to wise up about 5G network and fix the border's fixable. If I could sit down with 20 minutes with Trump, I could tell him exactly what to do to fix the border tomorrow. The first thing he needs to do before he puts up a physical wall is put up a cyber wall. I guarantee if you had tech companies, you could have them up in 2 weeks, you could have a cyber wall up, and nobody's going to cross that border without us knowing they're coming. Cyber wall. Number two, we have people overstaying visas. That's easy to fix. Have a database system. Put an E-Verify system where an executive order says every corporation has to do E-Verify, and if you're found guilty, we're going to charge the corporate presidents and the board and put you in prison. Guess what? E-Verify would start working, wouldn't it?
Yes,
Trump
can
do this without even talking to Congress at all. I mean, people say, well, why doesn't he do that? I'm thinking, because he's not listening to Deagle or people like Josh Bernstein. Okay, we could strengthen this nation immediately without even putting the damn wall up. The wall is the final symbol, but the most important thing is procedure and technology. And also the same thing with our drug cartels. Our drug cartels in Central and South America and overseas are operating at the behest of our intel agencies. Now, people don't want to hear this, but Oklahoma City and 9/11 were an inside job. It was. So when Alex Jones says it or I say it, it's not a theory, damn it. It's a fact. It's an ugly fact. And the fact is they want to use the foil of the Muslims because the Muslims are an ideal enemy because they're the enemy of every Western Judeo-Christian country. They consider themselves superior, and they consider us profane. Guess what? If they could take over and have Sharia law, they'd do it, believe me. In this country, it would be a mess.
Of course they would. Of course they would, and that's where the left doesn't understand that they may think that they're political allies, but what happens if, God forbid, they take over? They're going to be a subject just like anybody else, and that's where their naivety comes into play.
It won't take long. 20 years from now, the rate of population growth of the Muslims in Europe and the number of refugees coming, Europe will be so refugized the same way as America in certain states and areas. It'll be basically like Deerfield, Michigan, where basically a large majority of the population are Muslim, so Muslim Sharia law. And you know, I've heard this, that there's six different forces and groups in New York City alone that are actually enforcing Sharia law even in New York City now because there's so many Muslims there. People need to start understanding that Islam is not compatible with American Judeo-Christian ethics and rule of law. It's not. And they don't get it. And when we have elected officials like Omar and Tlaib, we're just asking for disaster to take over. The seven churches in the Book of Revelation were in the state of Turkey. Six of them are Muslim cities, and the seventh one doesn't even exist now. People don't get that. People don't realize that most of the people that are in Palestine, in the Gaza Strip, genetically are ancient Hebrews and Jews. That they were not sacrificed at the scimitar, they converted to Islam. All the relatives who wouldn't submit were put to death. People don't get that. They're genetically Hebrews and Jews, 87% of the population by geneticists from Israel who did the testing, and only 2% of Jews in so-called Israel, that's okay to convert, are Khazarians from Europe or from the Khazarian areas of the Southern Caucasus Mountains. The problem what we have right now is Islam is dangerous. And the left is stupid enough to think they can make alliances with them, and they don't understand 20 years from now, they're going to be they'll be in big trouble.
Is Islam takes to defeat them.
Yeah. And just think of it. The largest number of new nukes made every year is, guess where? Waziristan, Afghanistan. If you don't think that the Muslim nations, once they gather all their financial and other resources together in their brains, are not going to take over, you're crazy. As they become a large block of power in economics, like the Saudi Arabia, that's when you look at the Saudi Arabians want to invest, become the new Silicon Valley. The first cyber citizen in the world, digitally, is Sophia, a computer female robot in Saudi Arabia that has is Saudi citizenship. Did you know that? She's got full Saudi citizenship. Yeah. Yeah, people don't understand it. When we move to AI and artificial intelligence and robotics, and I call cybots, which are part human and part robotics, the human race is done. We're so close to being finished, it's crazy. And people want to argue and want to spit in our face. I'm thinking, you know what? We're like a firefighter trying to pull somebody at a burning building, and they want to pull our Scott air pack off our face, so we'll suck in the same toxic smoke that's killing them while we're trying to haul them out of the window. That's how ridiculous
it is, isn't it? Well, we ought to do. The last thing I'm going to say before the end of our show here today is we ought to do what they do in Western European countries, where they actually pay Christians to have children. They actually pay Christians to have more children.
We actually have friends.
They understand the threat of the imbalance of the birth replacement rate.
Right. Our friends are the Santos family that were in Eastern Canada. They went back to Germany. And they lived on Lake Constance and they're actually, she was a nurse, and she actually said, I get paid more money by having more kids than actually working as a nurse in Germany. They actually pay them to have more children. They're women who actually have more babies are actually making more money than a nurse in practice. Isn't that crazy? Wild, eh?
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, and people don't get it. They say, well, what's happening? I said, you know what? I'm sure that the people over the last couple thousand years didn't understand how dangerous Islam was, or globalism. And remember, the globalism is pushed by various powers, for example, the Black Pope. In fact, when I talked to the person who wanted me to interview the people over the Unplanned movie, he said, well, I heard you wrote some stuff on your website about the New World Order and about the Vatican. I said, of course the Vatican is involved. The Treaty of 1213, England, according to the Vatican, is owned by the Pope. People don't know that, do they? They don't understand the IMF.
This Pope is an absolute disaster. This Pope is the worst Pope we've seen in the last 150 to 200 years.
Well,
he's nothing
because
but an Argentinian socialist.
There hasn't been a Jesuit Pope for 700 years. The Jesuits run the Vatican from the background. They run the IMF. Do you know that your Social Security check is issued by the International Monetary Fund, not the U.S. government? Do you know that? Do people know all these facts? No, they don't. They don't understand that the world government's already set up under the United Nations and the Vatican and the global bankers and everything. They don't understand it's already done. It's a matter of it's been in place now for 65, 70 years, since the early 1940s, even before the end of the Second World War. A lot of the stuff is already done. It's not going to happen. It's already happened decades ago, even before I was born. And they want to argue
over
it.
Well, the IMF had to do a lot to do with Julian Assange. The IMF paid off the Ecuadorian debt at $4.2 billion, not to mention they got another $6 billion from an international bank as well. So, you know, they basically paid to get rid of Julian Assange by getting rid of their debt. So the president, Moreno, is, you know, a sniveling little toad, basically, who sold out his country and his sovereignty to the IMF and the international banksters.
He didn't just sell out his country. He sold out the whole idea of journalism on a world stage. I mean, I have his database here of thousands of articles. It's like, oh, my cripes, you wouldn't believe what I've got. And his database, just before he got arrested, he dumped it, and I got a contact through Deborah Tavares, and she sent me the hyperlink, and before her computer crashed, I got it in my database. People don't understand what the hell's going on here. They want to silence everything. They don't want anybody. I guarantee you if the Democrats took power, people like this show would not exist. If I said these things in the Canadian government, across the Canadian radio television broadcasting, my show would be shut down within hours and I'd be jailed. I had a show back in the 90s when I was there back for a few years before my mom died. And guess what? They had to shut it down. It was right across Canada. I was a co-host. And they shut the damn thing down. That's why while I had my show here in America through Genesis Network, and they said if they continue, they're going to arrest us for saying things they don't like. That's Canada, eh? Believe it or not.